16-year-old Pradeep Singh is sitting desolate at the corner of the busy Thane railway station in Mumbai. He has just arrived, having taken a non-stop train from the northern city of Lucknow. He looks tired and weary after the 8-hour journey. With just a small bag containing a few personal belongings and an empty water bottle, he looks frightened. It takes a while for Pradeep, who is still shaky, to open up. But he soon reveals the reason for his flight from home.
He hit me badly. My uncle did not like my playing and began thramming me regularly. So I ran away. I am scared. He kept hitting.
However, Pradeep is not sure if he wants to return anytime soon. He could well end up like the hundreds of children who wander around India's railway stations, sleeping in isolated corners and working at shops to pay for their next meal. 20 kilometers away, at another railway station in Kalyan, 16-year-old Papita is busy playing with her friends on the edge of the platform. She has run away from the adjoining city of Pune, some 150 kilometers away, and has made the platform her home for the last 3 months. She earns her livelihood by picking trash and selling it to scrap dealers.
There is no food at home. I usually survive by begging or performing menial work. If there is no work, there is no food. My friends and I share food. It is a tough life. If we make money, all of us have a small feast.
Pradeep and Papita are runaway kids who have made the railway platforms of Mumbai their temporary home. According to police figures, every 8 minutes, a child goes missing in the country. And every day, there are around 200 children who enter Mumbai through the various railway terminuses all over the country. The unofficial count is much higher. Lack of care and protection makes these children susceptible to addiction and sexual or physical abuse at the hands of older children or the gangs that prey on them. Many are exposed to practices such as sniffing boot polish and whiteners to get a high. Vijay Yadav, who works closely with the runaway children by running an NGO for over a decade in Mumbai, lists the reasons.
The main reason is trafficking, where children are lured. Otherwise, these kids are promised good jobs in a big city and are duped. But we increasingly find domestic strife is a major reason for children to run away from home.
His organization has managed to reunite nearly 10,000 runaway children with their families in these years. Shiotaj Singh of the Bonded Labour Liberation Front also claims that it is a serious issue.
This number is less. Because more children are missing. There are so many children, they are either trafficking into some other countries in some way or the other. And this is the most flourishing industry in the world today. This racket is going on and government is apathy towards this.
For children new to the city, home is far away. It is not so much the geographical distance, but the way they left. In distress. In some cases, the government railway police manage to rescue children, mostly in the 10 to 15 age groups, and bring them to the government-run child welfare committee shelters, where the wait can be longer for a reunion with their families. 13-year-old Danish Monish is at such a shelter. He ran away from home from the southern city of Chennai in Tamil Nadu.
I came to this place last year. My father is a truck driver and he beat me, and that's why I ran away from home. And I'm all right here. I eat, I play. I'm all right here.
Every year, the number of children arriving at various railway stations has increased, according to both NGOs and government agencies. Many of the children who run away remain untraced. The truth behind missing children and childhood in India is buried in child trafficking, child sex tourism, pornography, and other child labor intensive industries. Many have argued for a robust investigation mechanism with interstate and interdepartmental coordination. A comprehensive database of children is yet to see the light of the day. For RFI, this is Murali Krishnan in Mumbai.